Seal. From jail. As a political prisoner. I'm awaiting trial in Connecticut. But Hoffman sends me to 4 years for what he calls contempt of court. And any time a man is demanding his lawful, legal, constitutional human rights to have a lawyer, his choice as it's interpreted by the United States Supreme Court. And our demand is right to defend himself. It's not no contempt of court. The fact that a judge and or the prosecutor Shelton Moran would manipulate and stop me from exercising this constitutional right. The overt violation of my right to have a fair trial and many other rights. He gagged like I was when they tried to shell wad the rag down my mouth in the lockup just outside the courtroom, etc. Forms of cruel and unusual punishment. Even being hit in the testes in the groin area while gagged and shackled and bound to a chair, arms and legs, is overtly nothing less than what they intended to do, and that was to railroad me and they railroaded all of us, seven defendants, and I say that we have nothing else, no other alternative but to stand up and act like men and act like human beings, and act like free men.
It is 2:25 p.m. Central Standard Time, November 5th, 1969. We are standing on the steps of the federal building in the Chicago Loop. Inside is the United States District Court for the Northern District of Illinois. There, for the past 6 weeks, 8 men, who have inevitably become known as the Chicago Eight, have been on trial, charged with conspiracy to cross a state line to incite to riot, and also with the separate crime of having those same intentions as individuals. The 8 defendants include veteran pacifist leader David Dellinger. The government actually calls the case the United States versus David Dellinger and others. The others being yippies Jerry Rubin and Abby Hoffman, youth and peace activists Tom Hayden and Rennie Davis, college professor John Froines, and community organizer Lee Weiner, all white and all free on bail. And finally, Black Panther Party chairman Bobby Seale, who was held in jail without bail since he is also charged with first-degree murder in Connecticut. In the past 6 weeks, the government has been presenting its case against all the defendants. But another issue, which looks as though it may come to an explosive head this afternoon, has almost overshadowed the government's presentation. As you see, in the large open space in front of the chair are the defendants at 4 tables arranged in a large rectangle. At the far end are their attorneys, William Kunstler and Leonard Weinglass. Opposite this group is the prosecution table, Thomas Ferran, Richard Schultz, a junior attorney, and an FBI agent who assists them. Behind them is the jury, where sit the 12 jurors and 2 alternates, all but 2 of them women. We're probably about to start. Judge Hoffman is already more than 20 minutes late. His bench is elevated well above the court. Behind it are pictures of George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, and Abraham Lincoln. And above them,
the Great Seal of the United States.